Now more from KC Phillips and Road Dog Live on SiriusXM's Road Dog Trucking Radio.
Welcome back into Road Dog Live, hanging out with Tim Norland, VP of DE.
Vice President
of Driver Employment with Rail. If you guys want to find out more, check them out online or give them a call. Do you have a good phone number that folks might call?
715-591-7050.
We will get back to that a couple of times because I didn't write it down. So
that's fine.
I'll never remember it. If you guys went in, we're talking a little bit about what's going on under the tent at Rail. If you are perhaps in a position where you're wanting to talk to somebody, you could talk to the boss today, and he ain't going to lie to you.
Oh, no, I am not.
No lies coming out of Tim Norland. But we have been having a fun day today talking about times when, and there's many different types of lies. There's lies of omission. There's lies that are told out of jocularity, like sarcasm and lying about somebody to be funny. But when it comes to your business and when it comes to treating people professionally, you cannot have lies in the recruitment process all the way through the operation.
That's right. That is correct.
So it's good to hear that you guys are treating people with respect.
Absolutely. Well, that's one of our values is do the right thing, driver respect.
There you go.
Yep.
Interested to hear a little bit about what you guys have opportunity-wise, but let's go ahead and take some phone calls first.
Sure.
And we'll get to that here in a bit. Let's go to Bandit first up this hour. Hey, Bandit, you're live with Tim Norland. What's up, brother?
Not a whole lot. Just cruising back into North Carolina for the second time in 24 hours.
Oh, wow. Is that planned or unplanned?
That was planned.
Okay, gotcha.
But I know all about the freight being slow. I am actually weighing some options right now on making a move, possibly.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of drivers are. You're not alone.
Yeah. I guess my question for you is: what does your do you know what your lanes look like going through Central Indiana?
That is probably some of our best freight lanes right there is through Indiana, the upper Midwest, through Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, the I-70, I-80 corridor, very heavy freight lanes for us. The drivers that are on our van Midwest regional fleet are doing very, very well, and they're getting home weekly right now. Our drivers have a Facebook page, and we like to watch it and see what they're talking about there, but it helps us. But a lot of drivers, their miles are coming up, and drivers in their 600 mile club. I love that 600 miles a day. You know you're doing some work when that happens. So that freight is very strong. Plus we have a couple of dedicated opportunities in that Central Indiana area as well.
Okay. Yeah, as everybody knows, I've been doing refrigerated for the last 3 years. So, but I'm no stranger to doing dry van either. The last load I just did was a dry van load that I just took out of Florida all the way up to Virginia.
Okay, yep, along the I-95 there.
What would you prefer to do?
I'm fine with either one of them.
Okay.
So.
Well, that's nice that you say that because it gives you flexibility and opportunity because, like I said earlier to KC, usually when one channel of freight softens, it picks up somewhere else. And when a driver can pivot, it really helps.
Yeah. With as long as I've been dealing with the industry, I know that you got to be flexible to some degree. Otherwise, you're going to be sitting there twiddling your thumbs going, why ain't I getting a load?
Right. Yep. And, that's the biggest thing right now. I would suggest for those of you drivers that have been doing this for a long time is to help the newer drivers that, have been doing this 2 or 3 years and got into it after the pandemic started. They've not been through this before and they don't know how to handle it. They just think the companies are out to screw them. And that's really not the case. I mean, companies make money when the wheels are rolling, just like drivers do.
Sure.
And helping them understand what we're going through, despite all the news and the headlines out there that freight is soft. Sometimes having a senior driver put his arm around a junior driver and just say, hey, listen, man, you'll get through this. Trust me. Just be flexible. Yeah. And
Igbok.
Yeah.
It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Bandit, I'd encourage you to reach out and find out what the recruiters have for you, man. It sounds like you're in the right spot to make a good relationship.
Yep.
Yep. I will definitely do that. I also wanted to point out that I am a driver trainer where I'm currently at.
Awesome. We have driver trainers, too. We're always looking for good ones.
All right. Well, I will take a look and see what you guys have available.
All right, Bandit. Appreciate that.
Have a good day, bud. Thanks for the call. 8888 Road Dog, if you guys got some questions for Tim Norland and you want to get in, maybe you're looking for something different right now in your career, and Rail has a lot of opportunities in the Midwest. I know it's not all the Midwest, though. Can you talk a little bit about where your lanes run?
Oh, sure. Yeah, we basically operate the majority of our freight, and I'm going to say 90% of our freight is really east of I-35, but we do have a flatbed fleet that runs out to the West Coast. We have a operations in center in Phoenix. That's primarily all flatbed out that way.
Wow. Okay.
But you know,
branching
out. Yeah. All the way from Florida and over to Texas and all the way up to northern Minnesota and as far east as Maine. So yeah.
It's amazing to see, because you see the nationwide fleets out there, and mm-hmm. it's really amazing to watch a regional fleet such as Rail, and Rick being a truck driver, growing his fleet and starting to branch out and take different lanes and opportunities. Is there a long-term goal that you might be able to talk about? Does Rail want to become a nationwide 48-state fleet?
We are a 48-state fleet, but we don't focus heavily on certain states that drivers don't prefer to go to, I guess.
Okay.
And the profitability isn't there. Plus, the bigger your footprint, the harder it is to get drivers home. So we focus on freight density and freight lanes to get drivers home. We know Rick, being a driver himself, he knows the importance of getting home for family. So that's why, you know, geez. During the heyday, right after the pandemic, I mean, we were getting drivers home every day, every other day, weekly. Probably half of our fleet or better now is home weekly. We still have, those road drivers that are staying out 11 days at a time and going home for three or four. But, we're trying to get drivers that, ideally, that Monday through Friday job, it's not there yet. We strive to do it. We've got a number of dedicated where it's 5 and 2, but, that's what we're pushing for.
Gotcha. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, I want to talk a little bit about the situation with miles these days. You mentioned off air that there are some miles that are coming up a little bit short than what people are used to, and
mm-hmm.
How you guys figure out keeping those paychecks more consistent.
Right.
With that, we're going to jump out of the way for a break. If you guys got a question for Mr. Tim Norland, jump in with us. He's the Vice President of Driver Employment with Rail. Find out more at rail.jobs. And we will be back on SiriusXM's Road Dog Trucking Radio. And before we go, let me let you know that interstate weather on Road Dog Live is brought to you by Walmart Trucking. Drive for Walmart.com. We'll be back.
After all the jets are in the boxes, and the